On Hypori, they were the prey, standing back to back in their black zade cloth hooded robes at the center of concentric rings of droids, retrofitted by Bactoid armor to function as combat automata. 200 programmed assailants, bipedal, treaded, some levitated by anti-grav generators, armed with a variety of weapons, ranging from hand blasters to short-barreled burst rifles. Plagueis hadn't allowed his young apprentice to wield a lightsaber until a few years earlier, but Sidious was brandishing one now, self-constructed of Frick alloy and erodium, and powered by a synthetic crystal. Made for delicate, long-fingered hands, as much a work of art as a weapon, the lightsaber thrummed as he waved the blade from side to side in front of him. Every weapon, manufactured by whatever species, has its own properties and peculiarities, Plagueis was saying. His own blade angled toward the ferrocrete floor of the Battle Dome's fabricated cityscape, as if to light a fuse. Range, penetrating power, refresh rate. In some instances, your life might depend on your ability to focus on the weapon rather than on the wielder. You must train yourself to identify a weapon instantly, whether it's a product of Blast Tech or Mersan, Tenlos or Prax, so that you will know where to position yourself and the several ways to best deflect a well-aimed bolt. Plagueis put his words into action as the first ring of droids began to converge on them, staggering the attack and triggering bursts at random. Orbiting Sidious, the Mune's blade warded off every volley, returning the bolts to their sources, or deflecting them into the facades of the foe buildings surrounding them or into other droids. At other times, Plagueis made no attempt to redirect the attacks, but simply twisted and torqued his rangy body, allowing the bolts to miss him by centimeters. Around the two Sith, the automata collapsed one after the next, gushing lubricants from holed reservoirs, or exploding in a hail of alloy parts, until all were heaped on the ferrocrete floor. "The next ring is yours," Plagueis said. Rugged, uninhabited Hypori belonged to the Techno Union, whose Skakoan foreman, Wat Tambor, owed his seat in the Republic Senate to Damask Holdings. In exchange, the bionic humanoid had made Hypori available as a training ground for members of the Achani Sun Guard and provided the necessary battle droids. Calling in another favor, Higo Damask had requested a private session in the fabricated cityscape so that Plagueis and his apprentice could be free to employ lightsabers, though only for the purpose of deflecting bolts, rather than dismemberment or penetration. When it came to Sidious's turn to demonstrate his skill, Plagueis spoke continuously from behind him, adding distraction to the distinct possibility of inadvertent disintegration. "A being trained in the killing arts doesn't wait for you to acquire him as a target, or establish him or herself as an opponent, as if in some martial arts contest. Your reactions must be instantaneous and nothing less than lethal, for you are a Sith Lord and will be marked for death." The droids continued to converge, ring after ring of them, until the floor was piled high with smoking husks. Plagueis issued a voice command that brought the onslaught to an abrupt end and deactivated his lightsaber. The pinging of cooling weapons, the hiss of escaping gas, the unsteady whir of failing servo motors punctuated the sudden silence. Alloy limbs spasmed, and photoreceptors winked out, surrendering their eerie glow. The recycled air was rotten with the smell of fried circuitry. "Feast your eyes on your handiwork," Plagueis said, gesturing broadly.